Styles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salepatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen and his Mighty Allen Art Players, music with Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours, and the Town Hall Quartet. New voices, new fun, new music with Fred Allen's amateur contest. It's Town Hall tonight! Here they come, folks. The streets are packed and the crowd forms in line ready to follow Fred Allen as he leads the weekly parade to the old town hall. Fred's directing a band with a drum major's baton, and the Mighty Allen Art Players are swapping hisses with their fans. Let's join the merry throng. Everybody's going. Everybody's going. Here they come, the ladies.
You can't run out of the beauty parlor with a mud pack on, Mrs. Blue.
I'd go out if I had a permanent wave machine on, mister. It's town hall tonight.
The kiddies.
What are you doing with that broomstick, Tommy?
I gotta get the cat out of the radio, Ma. It's town hall tonight.
Family pet.
Ah!
Pretty Polly. Polly wants a cracker.
No! Polly wants quiet.
Ah!
Town hall tonight.
Ah!
We are in front of the old town hall. There's Fred standing on the tailboard of an old wagon welcoming the crowd. Listen.
Just break the news to mother, folks, and tell Dad, your sister, and your brother that tonight's the night at the old town hall. Just park your buggies and follow the crowd.
Hi
right
there, Alan.
Hello there, game warden. Expect to find any wild animals here at town hall?
Well, there's bars on this here bicycle. Handlebars.
Ha, ha, ha. There's a little hyena in that laugh, too, Orton. Step right along, folks. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hey, mister. Are the Mighty Allen Art Players here tonight?
Yes, lady. They're on the inside.
Bring them tomatoes, Pa. This is the place, all right.
Coming, Jenny.
The fun is fast and the bombast is furious on the inside, folks. So hurry,
hurry,
hurry.
We're all set over here, Fred.
Okay, Harry. Tell Peter I'm opening with rock and roll.
Righto. Let her go, Peter.
Rock and roll, roll and rock away. Up and down, round and round we play. Really swell in the spell of the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Rock and roll, roll and rock along. Life to see, feed it with a song while we dance. There's romance in the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
Moonlight, the moon. Overboard he'll go.
Rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown each care in the tide. As we glide through the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
That hilarious hawker of humorous hanky-panky and anecdote, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before taking the cover off of our steaming cauldron of what we've cooked up for you, I'll read you the town hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White at the corner store wants to warn you fellows who have been coming into the store on rainy nights recently to listen to the radio. Now, last week you sat on a barrel of flour and your raincoats dripped through and turned 10 pounds of good flour into dumplings. Now, Hodge says if you don't like the flour, you don't have to lump it. So much for local etiquette, Kent. And now for the town hall news. You know what an Arab wears when he poses for a snapshot, Harry?
Yes, sir. His picture sheet, Fred, and yours is coming right down.
Thank you. The baseball season is over, Harry, but we can certainly use a putout right now.
And I know the lights. Here they go.
The projector starts, and we bring you the latest news of the week.
The Town Hall News sees nothing, shows all. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Association of National Advertisers engages 10 psychologists to improve effectiveness of advertising copy. Town Hall News shows how psychology approach might react on the average drugstore patron. The scene, your favorite drugstore.
Well, Mr. Bethel, are you ready to conduct my psychology test?
Well, I want...
Fine, fine. Nothing like cooperation. My test today is on Redo nail polish. People won't see the name Redo advertised, but psychology will sell this polish like hotcakes.
You mean that I won't...
Precisely. I simply set this statue of Venus de Milo in a prominent place like this.
Yes.
On the contrary, when the customer sees that Venus has no arms, what happens?
Well,
you're wrong, Bethel. The customer's ego is touched. He holds up his own arms to show superiority. Sees that his fingernails are dingy.
But listen...
Exactly. He buys a bottle of Redo. Here comes the customer. You hide under the counter and watch my demonstration.
Okay, I'll get back with the rest of the film.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a drugstore?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I didn't see the book counter. Give me 10 cents worth of mothballs.
Notice anything strange around the store, ladies?
Why, no, I...
Did you see that statue?
Oh, yes, but we don't need any. My husband works in a museum. We get our statues wholesale.
No, but this is Venus de Milo. Wonder how she lost her arms.
Well, how should I know? Probably was filing her nails and overdid it.
No, you ain't giving the right answers, lady. Seeing Venus with no arms, doesn't it remind you of something?
Yes, if I don't get home with those mothballs, my husband won't have any arms in his union suit.
According to psychology, you're supposed to lift up your arms.
Why, you're no school teacher.
Well, I guess the statue's a bust.
And you'll be a bust if I don't get those mothballs.
Yes, ma'am, here you are.
Oh, it's about time.
Now, according to psychology, looking at Venus should remind you to buy something else.
It does.
I know. You want red old nail polish.
No, you sap. Give me an aspirin. You talked me into a headache.
Atlanta, Georgia. American Prison Association Congress invites suggestions for men behind bars to find if prison life can be improved. Town Hall News shows how penitentiary life might appear if prisoners ran our jails. The scene, prison cell of convict 666.
Did you ring 666?
Yeah, I'm ready for breakfast. Where's the menu?
Right here, 666.
Mr. 6666 to you, punk. Bring me the number 2 breakfast and a cup of coffee.
Cream in your coffee?
Yeah. Have the cow step over it lightly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and hurry that up. The service here lately is brutal.
Yes, sir.
Hello? You want convict 999? No, this is 666. You got the wrong number. Come in.
Stenographer service, 666.
Yeah, any fan mail this morning, Sec?
Oh, yes, sir. And here are some letters for autographs.
Take them down to Lefty to forge it. Tell him I said to sign them.
Yes, sir. Oh, here's a bill from your tailor.
Okay. Take a letter. My dear Rat, P.S.
The P.S. comes later.
Oh, I'm skipping the letter. Start right in with P.S. Dear Rat, I ain't paying you nothing. You sent me a traveling ensemble, and I ain't going no place. Sign it, indignant patron.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. 666. It's a man to see you, book agent.
Who, that guy about the 5-foot shelf?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him I ain't got enough room in here. A 5-foot shelf will stick 2 feet out in the hall.
Yes, sir.
Are you through with dictation?
Any more letters?
Just one from the district attorney. He wants to know if you're happy.
Oh, a great guy, the D.A. Send him a postcard.
What'll I say?
Dear D.A., having a fine time, wished you was here.
Chicago, Illinois. Vice President of Associated Master Barbers of America says that because men customers fear them, women barbers will never be a success. Town Hall News gets interview with Mrs. Delsart Van Timken, Park Avenue matron who prefers male tonsorial artists.
Confidentially, I have a heavy goatee. You see, my mother was frightened by one of those cough drop brothers. Women barbers can't keep a secret. If you had a goatee, you'd see the point.
Town Hall News shows what would probably happen if women opened and operated their own barber shop.
Can I get a shave here, lady?
Oh, sure. I'm giving the baby a spottle. You're next.
Oh, thanks. I'm looking for a barber.
I'm the barber, mister. Give me your beret and get in the chair.
Oh, I never been shaved by a lady barber before.
Oh, you ain't lived, mister. Why, you think angels is wiping their feet on your face. Now lean back and I'll lather you.
Wait a minute. You got brush in my mouth.
Oh, excuse me. I thought that hole was a dimple.
Yeah. Oops. Don't lather my teeth. I use Ipana.
Okay, I'll chop up a razor.
Just once over lightly and be careful.
I got you. Now relax, mister.
Ow! What was that?
Don't look now, but your chin slipped off. It's down on your vest.
Well, it's lucky I got a double chin.
Yeah, you still got one chin left. Now hold still.
Ow!
Oh, excuse me for laughing, mister.
What's so funny?
Your ear came off in my hand.
Well, it's all right. I'm deaf. I won't miss it.
You want to keep it for a souvenir?
Yeah, just slip it into my top pocket.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
Well, it won't show. I'm anemic. I won't bleed till I get home.
Okay, now I'm all through. That'll be 30 cents.
Here you are. Keep the change.
Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, just hand me my nose off the floor. I want to put on my glasses.
Once again, the Town Hall News brings you the outstanding sound of the week. Washington, D.C. Election returns mystify both parties. Republicans claim taxpayers are ready to bolt New Deal. The bolt.
Thank you. Now, wait a minute, boys. Harry Von Zell tells me there's still another picture in the projector there.
Right you are, Fred. It's the morning weather report. Listen.
Nice day. What do you mean, nice day? I wish I was home in bed.
Now, if you started off the day feeling that way about things, dull and logy and not quite up to par, will you take my tip and do something? Listen, this is good, sound advice. Just like that, put 2 teaspoons full of Salepatica in a glass of water and drink it when you get up in the morning. Because that dull, here-today, gone-tomorrow feeling is so often due to poisonous waste in the body. And when that is the case, there's usually another annoying condition present. Too much acid in your system. So correct both those conditions and you're okay. That's why I suggest Salepatica, because it's the mineral salt laxative that both rids your system of waste and combats acidity. So if you just try Salepatica, your weather report, rain or shine, will be lots different. For instance...
A nice day. I'll say it is. Couldn't ask for better.
Just be sure to keep a friendly bottle of Salepatica handy. And believe me, it will more than do its part to keep you in bubbling spirits, feeling fit, alert, and ready to go. Remember, Salepatica for the smile of health.
Thanks a Million, played by Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Thanks a Million, too. And I hope you like the picture when it opens here in New York City at the Radio Center Theater next Wednesday, November 13th. Now, tonight, the Young Men's Leapfrog Club announces that they will meet, the club will meet for a night of leap and frog on Friday.
Mr. Allen! Mr. Allen!
Quiet, quiet, please. Whoever's starting that hurly-burly, if you're not too burly, I'll be down and put a stop to that hurly in just a minute.
Hello! Well,
sir, as I... If it isn't Portland, what's the enlarged idea having someone else call Mr. Allen?
Oh, I'm here incognito tonight, so I had to use somebody else's voice.
You mean you're not yourself?
Oh, I'm Portland, all right, but nobody's supposed to know. Confidentially, our whole family's disguised.
Really? You're all acting human?
Oh, we're not overdoing it. Since Papa went to the auto show, we've had nothing but trouble.
What happened? Did Papa try to drive away in a Sampo?
No, but ever since he got home, our house has been surrounded by salesmen, and that's why we're laying low.
How did Papa happen to go to the auto show? Shopping around for a radiator cap?
No, he always goes. He likes to see which car he's going to look best under during the coming season.
What happened to that car your father used to drive?
The white steamer?
I guess that was it. It looked like something Robert Fulton had left over when he finished his steamboat.
Yes, it shook so much, Papa had to hang syrup from the windshield so he could stay at the wheel.
They've got some pretty snappy cars at the show this year, haven't they?
I'll say, and they're cheap to run, too.
I read about one car. If the gas tank is empty, you simply show it a picture of Miss Barrymore, and the car goes 10 more miles on the Ethel.
Oh, there's a car that runs cheaper than that. It gives gas.
The cars are all right. It's the people driving them that cause all of the accidents.
I'll say, if pedestrians were only streamlined, too, they could get out of the way.
You know what I think? I think they should have a special brake for speeders.
What kind of a brake?
In the driver's leg when he goes to step on the gas.
I saw a car going so fast this morning, two people in the rumble seat passed the driver.
Ah. And now that speed has reared its ugly head, do you think you'd strip your gears leaving here in high?
Oh, I knew that was coming. Oh, boy, are you going to have fun tonight?
Now, look, Portland, I'm in the mood for mayhem. If you have any of your friends here packed in dry ice...
Oh, boy! Lem! Jed!
Lem and Jed.
You betcha! Here they're up! Come on there, Lem. Free the hog pen and swallow a chew. I'm heading for the pasture, ready to move.
Now, wait a minute, Portland. This is no greenhouse. I'll have to ask your friends to leave. They look seedy enough to sprout any minute here.
Yeah, you ain't sort of giving out that Lem and me's rubes, are you? Sounds to me like he's plowing with our heifer, Jed.
Now, don't get excited, boys. Mr. Allen's got a heart as big as his mouth.
I don't want to have any impromptu trouble here. Now, why don't you boys take your Sears Roebuck catalogs and sit over in the corner and read for a while?
Now, hold on. We don't read no catalogs. We're literati. Tell them about that book we got hid down back of the barn, Jed. That Anthony Adverse.
Oh, boy, I'm reading the sequel to that, the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Your conversation is all very edifying, boys, but you are not suffering from arrested fragrance, I must say. Zephyrs hovering about your wardrobe conjure up fond memories of the Kentucky Derby.
To make a long story short, we're horsey.
Hmm? Oh, don't mind Mr. Allen, Jed. He's just pulling your leg.
He don't look like no osteopath to me.
Oh, we're too smart for him. I say, I'm so full of cider, I swish when I walk.
Oh, stop it, fellas. Let's get down to business.
You want me to throw everybody out, hey?
Oh, now, don't you start nothing now, Slicker. I'll pull your nose down so fast, your stomach will think it's got a zipper onto it.
Tell him what we did to that traveling salesman.
What happened, Jed?
Well, sir, he upped to Ma. Thought she was a farmer's daughter.
We fried his perch. I ain't laughed so much since we give Cy's stool of a hot foot.
Now, what's so funny about giving anyone a hot foot?
Cy didn't have no shoes on. So we give it to him between the toes.
Gosh, Mama gave Papa a hot foot once. His rubber heel was vulcanized to the carpet.
And speaking of heels, what are Lem and Jed doing in my midst? The midst is you singular.
I thought you knew. They wrote a song.
Yep, back home they call us a barnyard choir.
What do you sing? I've got a feeling you're fouling.
Tell them what you sing, Jed.
Well, mostly laments and dirges.
Well, a good hot chant wouldn't be bad right now. Do you boys know that Siamese twin golf song, Tea for Two?
Well, no, but we sing Old Man River till you'd swear that the tide was out.
What song are you going to sing tonight?
One we wrote ourselves. It's dedicated to our brother Luke.
Yep. He run away from home to join a medicine show.
He couldn't take it, eh?
No, want that. No, he bought a cornet up in the city.
Well, the song tells the story. It's pretty sad.
I can imagine.
How does it go, Lem?
Well, we got two other boys with us. Soprano and high bass. Meek.
Jasper.
Bend and feet, Lem.
Rare the turf, Lem.
Now, I'll open the doors. In case you boys walk while you're singing, you can just keep on going.
Got the pitch, Jed?
Yep. Get hot, Meek.
Let me tell you about a boy I know, raised on a farm in Ohio. He got tired of plowing corn, so he went into town and he bought him a horn. He got a big book that showed him how to play, and out behind the barn he sat all day. The cows went dry and the hens wouldn't lay when he played on his old cornet. His dad got mad and run him off the farm, so he walked into town with his horn on his arm. Got himself a job with a hometown band,
and he blew all the music off in the music stand.
But he kept trying till he learned how to play, and then when the circus come to town one day, he joined the band and he rode away, a-playing on his old cornet.
Aye, looky, looky, folks, if you'll all gather in closely, we're going to see him here. Up to the little Burmese to war, born in the lowlands of Siberia, when town was beaten on water bits and water bitties.
Watch your horses, folks. The elephants are coming.
He traveled with the circus and he pranced all around till one day he got to New York town. He was tired of roaming, so he went and quit the show, and now he's a-playing on the radio.
The folks out home on the old main street, why, they listen to the radio and pat their feet
and say to one another, now ain't that sweet when he plays on his old cornet. Listen to him play on his old cornet. The old main street, listen to the radio and pat their feet and say to one another, now ain't that sweet when he plays on his old cornet.
Thank you, boys. Now, if you can change that cornet into a trombone, I'll put you on at the town hall some night.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Come on, Porty. We'll buy you a soda.
So long, boys. Goodbye, Portland.
Tally-ho!
Town hall tonight. I beg your pardon. You want to vote for Fred Allen. Well, the amateurs haven't gone on yet. Town hall tonight, Mr. Bonzell, no, ma'am, he just stepped out for a moment. Can I help you? What's that? The children won't clean their teeth. Well, what kind of toothpaste do you use? Oh, well, why don't you give them a toothpaste to taste nice? Certainly I can. Itana. Itana. I-T-A-N-A. Oh, yes, ma'am, I use it all the time. My dentist recommended it to me. You just use Itana toothpaste and notice the difference. Certainly, at any drugstore. It comes in the red and yellow striped tube. Not at all, ma'am. Just remember Itana for the smile of beauty.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the mighty Allen Art Players, those underpaid performers who have taken so many cuts that they are now an all-scar cast. Tonight, they present a thud and blunder melodrama of the African jungles entitled the wild women of the wilderness, or he was her mate and her lyonnaise potato. Over to you, Peter.
Beastly going through this underbrush old thing, eh, Watch?
Chin up, Lord Beagle, old fellow. Carry on, cheerio, pip-pip, and a salted stir.
Oh, Gad, Fitzalan, this ghastly jungle will be the death of us. Oh, I say, look. Look, there are wild boars in those bushes.
Boars? Anybody we know, old Bean?
Oh, lackaday, I do wish we were back in old Piccadilly.
Oh, stop grousing, Beagle. We're not turning back until we get some animals for His Majesty's Museum. Gad, I'd give me right monocle to catch a pair of Abyssinian fife dogs.
Oh, bah! You and your fife dogs. Those miserable curs that whistle instead of bark.
But they're enormously valuable, Lord Beagle.
Possibly. But this fife dog country is dangerous.
Oh, a bevy of tuts. Natives train them.
It's not the fife dogs that worry me, Fitzy. But we're approaching the Gimme Gimmies, that tribe of wild Amazon women.
Wild women don't frighten me, Beagle. I've been around, you know. Stage door Johnny at Minsky's for 6 years. Night watchman at the YW, etc., 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 etc.
Oh, I know, Bidzy. But these Gimme Gimme women are cannibals. They'll boil us alive. They're man-haters. They're strong and...
Hark, it's a fife dog.
Right-ho! He's in excellent tone, too.
After him, Beagle, we can sell him to Stokowski for the Philadelphia Symphony.
Look out, Bitsy! Look, through those bushes, a tribe of wild women. It's the Gimme Gimmies!
Chin up! Adam's apple at attention, stout fellow.
The game is up, Bitsy. We're surrounded.
Give me, ladies, here. Stop it. Cease, desist. Pianissimo, I say.
Surrender. No move, big boy.
Gad, this is worse than a Vassar hazing. Now here, who's head of this sun-kissed junior league?
Me, chief. Me, boss. Catch a man, kill him.
Me, vice president. Catch a man, kill him.
We're jolly well in for it, Fitzy. They're cannibals.
A cottage beagle, old bounder. They may be vegetarians for all we know. I have a way with women, too.
Kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him.
Now, ladies, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I want to say that Ramsey and I have always favored votes for women.
Shut mouth. You tough men, huh?
Oh, not really, madam. Beneath this Burberry homespun exterior, we're just a jolly pair of old softies.
Gimme-gimmies like 'em, old softies.
Like 'em good.
Splendid, splendid. You see, Beagle, they're fond of us. As they say in America, we are sitting gorgeously.
We like 'em boiled.
Boiled? They want us boiled, old bean.
Luna? Ooh. Go fetch him, Bulla, the cook. We boil him.
Me fetch him, Bulla, quick. Gimme.
Oh, I say, Fitzy, did you hear that? They're going to boil us. We're done for, definitely. This is the end.
Oh, buck up, old flounder. I may ogle the dusky baggage yet.
But they're going to boil us.
Perhaps the beggars haven't got a pot to put us in.
We got plenty pots. Cook, Bulla, bring them.
But I say, I don't mind you panning or roasting, as you know, but boiling, really.
Shut face, all time open. What you do in jungle?
Believe it or not, we're friends of Ripley's. We're waiting for a fife dog.
Gimme, Guna. Guna should come with Bulla, the cook. They bring him pot. Guna, you fill him up.
Me bring plenty water.
Oh, I say, Beagle, it looks as though they're going to have us for dinner, eh, what?
Shut face. Guna, Bulla, chuck him in pot.
Here, I resent this. Oh, I say, this water's cold, isn't it?
Pretty soon you'll get hot. Bulla, You pile up a wood. Make them big fire.
Mm-hmm.
Guna?
Mm-hmm.
Come, we go make ready for big power.
Gimme.
Well, Beagle, old fuss budget. The outlook is a bit on the seamy side, eh, what?
Right-ho. We are in a bit of a stew, aren't we?
Precisely. We've gone to pot, as it were. Fancy our funeral services being read out of a Boston cookbook.
Here comes Bula the cook with her firewood.
I shall try to dicker with her. Perhaps she'll help us. Bula, I say, Bula, old dear.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she understands your pity.
Bula, the moment I looked at you, I said to myself, Fitzalan, you old bachelor, at last you found the girl of your dreams, definitely.
Mm-hmm. She's lighting the fires. Oh, I told you those beastly fife dogs would be the death of us.
Bula, here. You can't do this to us, old girl. Speak to me, Bula, before I purr.
Oh, hush your mouth.
Mercy me and hi-ho! Bula's a man.
Rather.
We'd be more comfortable here. Really, Bula.
Now, quiet. I'll help you. Now, you follow me.
Splendid. Carry on, Bula. Quick, Beagle. Out of the park. The gravy.
Now chase me, boy.
Right-ho.
I say, follow the leader. What?
Carry on. Which way do we go?
Well, I really don't know. I lost my road map.
Then this way, through the bushes. Follow me.
Careful now.
Yes.
Look out for that bork.
The bork, Inspector. Don't step on it, the ball. Now here, keep under cover for a while, and we're safe.
Oh, goody.
Hark, Fitzalan, hark! It's a fife dog.
And I'm going after him.
Stop! Come back!
I shall catch him alive. Wait for me.
Why, the old fool.
Sissy, come back! Where are you? Are you there?
Righto, yeah. Look, I've caught two fight dogs.
Two?
Definitely. Listen.
Amateurs are getting ready to come up here on the stage, and I'd have to be a mind reader.
Oh, Mr. Allen, are you a mind reader?
Well, I can tell you that a tall, handsome man is coming into your life.
Oh, Mr. Allen, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. In fact, I'm insisting on it. Oh, Mr. Von Zell.
Yes?
This way, please.
Yes, indeed, Fred.
Oh, Mr. Von Zell, I'm in love.
Oh, I thought so. I don't know. Your step is lighter and your heart gayer. And your eyes sparkle like...
Oh, but do you suppose he sees all these nice things in me, too?
Yes, I think he does. But, of course, it's up to you to help him see them.
Help him see them?
Yes. Take extra good care that everything about you is at its loveliest. Your hands, your hair, and especially your teeth. Make sure your gums are firm and healthy, because, you see, teeth are seldom white and sparkling if your gums are soft and tender. They require care, too, exercise, or they become flabby. And then you notice that warning sign called pink toothbrush. So use iPana, the toothpaste especially made not only to thoroughly cleanse and polish your teeth, but also to tone, stimulate, and strengthen your gums. Start using iPana toothpaste tomorrow. And every time you brush your teeth, massage a little iPana into your gums, too. And then notice how those gums and your teeth respond to this simple treatment. Remember, iPana for the smile of beauty.
Treasure I've been craving for.
then came all torments of bliss in the train of the shouting drum. I still remember your kiss as you nestled within my arms. I look for gold on Treasure Island, and I found that gold when you gave your golden love to me.
We're back in Town Hall again, ladies and gentlemen, and the song you have just heard, On Treasure Island, was played by Peter Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours and sung by the Town Hall Quartet. But here comes Fred, followed by a group of laughing amateurs ready for tonight's amateur contest.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have as our guest another band of aspiring boys and girls eager to compete in our amateur contest for a first prize of $50 in cash and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City. And for our second prize, $25 in cash. You folks here in Town Hall will select your winners. Your applause at the end of each act will be registered on the Johns Manville applause meter here on the stage, and the three acts receiving the highest applause ratings will be called back later for the final vote. Now, first tonight, we greet Mr. Lou Wolfram from Germantown, New York. Is that right, Mr. Wolfram?
That's right, Mr. Allen.
Where is Germantown? You don't mind my asking, do you?
Surely not. The nearest thing I could tell you is it's around the Catskill region.
Around the Catskill region?
Yes, sir.
There is another Germantown in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Always like to have these things straight so that the right community or town will get the credit or the blame as soon as the program is over. We don't want any confusion. And you are a zither virtuoso, Mr. Wolfram.
That's right.
You play the zither. It's an odd... I didn't ask you to confess. I mean, I just wanted a statement there.
All right.
The zither is sort of an extinct instrument today, isn't it?
It is. It's very rare.
You very seldom
very
see
few
them.
People play it.
Very few play them well, too. Fewer
very
play
well,
them.
Yeah.
I'm not, not any professional. Just a statement, Mr. Wolfram. But years ago, the zither was quite popular. A fellow used to come down to the house to see his girl with a zither under his arm, knock on the door, go in, take off his mittens, and sit around the parlor and play Auld Lang Syne and In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree on a zither. 9 o'clock, he'd put on his mittens and go back home. Today, if a girl saw you coming up the front steps with a zither under the arm, she'd get a flit gun before you could get to the door. Nowadays, if a girl looks out of a window and sees a fella in anything less than a Dodge, it has to be a Dodge or better, your son. What are you going to play for us, Mr. Wolfram?
I'm going to play a medley of old-time numbers. The first number selection will be Happy Days Are Here Again.
That's not Democratic propaganda,
don't
by any chance.
And my second number will be It's a Long Ways to Tipperary.
All right, go right ahead. Thank you.
Wolfram,
middle-aged gentleman from Germantown, New York, playing the Zither Medley. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce Ken Henderson from East Orange, New Jersey. Is that right, Ken?
That's right, Mr.
You're to stand on this side of the microphone to see the piano player?
No, it's all right.
You sing with your back to the music?
Yeah, it's all right.
Ignoring the great masters, as it were, the composer. You come from East Orange, is that correct?
That's right.
How did they decide? How did they divide up the oranges? How can you tell the east side of an orange which is round?
I never stopped to figure that out.
At least with a banana, you have a north and a south right to start with. You can get someplace with that. You're not... Is anyone at over in East Orange you're listening in tonight, you think?
Well, I hope so. I don't know.
Would you like to say hello to them? Perfectly all right. Go ahead.
Hello.
Huh? That's sort of a general hello to East Orange,
That's
huh?
Right.
You're not a college boy, are you?
No, I'm not.
I didn't... no offense. I mean, I just wanted... this thought I'd ask, do you work in the city, do you?
Yes.
In New York?
Yes, down on Worth Street.
Do you? In what business, may I ask?
Well, it's cotton textiles.
Cotton textiles? Oh, mm-hmm. Cotton. That's that stuff you find on the top of aspirin bottles. That's,
that's right.
Well, you're in the right business now. You're a crooner, aren't you?
I hope to be.
You're in the right business to boom cotton. If people keep on crooning over the air, people will buy it to put in their ears and actually... It's a matter of time. What are you going to sing for us, Ken?
You call it madness.
You call it madness. And what do you call it?
Well, madness.
You go right ahead. Thank you.
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. And you called it madness, oh, but I called it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And you called it madness, oh, but I call it love. I keep repeating, my heart is beating for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And you called it madness, oh, but I called it love.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present the three Gosher sisters from Montgomery, Alabama. May, Janice, and Kay. Is that right?
That's right.
You've come all the way from Montgomery, Alabama,
yes,
girls?
Yes, Alan.
Not just to go on our program.
Slightly.
Oh, slightly.
No, I can't.
Don't tell him they're making our program part-time around the country. Well, you have every reason to feel assured that eventually you'll be successful. There are seven letters in Alabama and seven letters in success. So consequently, anyone from Montgomery certainly has the best of it to look forward to. Alabama, that isn't near Florida, is it?
Yes, it is, Mr.
Is it near Florida?
It is.
I heard about all that wind they've been having down there lately. I guess that's the draft from those California millionaires who are getting into Florida to escape the income taxes. That's probably the undertow. What are you girls going to sing?
Lulu's Back in Town.
Lulu's Back in Town. Thank you very much.
Yes, 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 yes.
back in town. Gotta get a half of what somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boudonnet. Lulu's back in town. You tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Aldrich regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I won't be home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Oh, girl, I've got to get all my old clothes dressed. Oh, dearie me, I've got a sew button on my dress. Yes, yes, girl. Tonight I've got to look my best, girl. Cause Sambo's back in town.
That's what you say. Gotta get you time to slick my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a date with the millionaire. Can't you see? I'm all up in the air.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my mom. Now you can tell all my pets, I mean all my Harlem cadets. I guess that Miss Oldest regrets that. Da 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 da.
You tell the mailman not to call. I won't be home until the fall. And I might not get back. In fact, I'm old truck on back there.
Why?
Because Hambone's in town.
Oh, dearie me, no. Hambone's in this town, girl. Ain't you heard of a lot of town?
Well, there's no need getting excited, girl, because Sambo, Hambone, and Oscar ain't going to do you a bit of good because Lulu's back in town.
Oh, 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 da, 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 da. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town.
And I mean,
Lulu's back in town. Whoa.
The three Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A sisters from Montgomery, Alabama. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Bronx, Miss Sylvia Robbins. Oh, isn't Sylvia?
This is Sylvia.
Oh, this is Sylvia? But Sylvia is going to sing. Oh, your sister.
Right.
And Sylvia, and what is your name?
Esther.
Oh, Sylvia and Esther. So seldom, I was rather flushed at seeing Robbins come from the Bronx, naturally. To associate the Bronx with another bird that has no wings. But, Sylvia, you, anything's apt to happen here. You don't mind. You're going to sing. You sing, do you, Sylvia?
Yes, I sing.
How old are you?
16.
Have you been singing long?
Oh, I've never taken lessons. This is my first appearance in
public. Oh, is it really?
It is.
Well, I hope you're in good company here. You're 16 and your first appearance in public. Sweet 16 and never been hit. And you're going to, and I know that you're going to have our town hall at your disposal tonight. And your sister plays piano for you?
Yes, she does.
Esther?
Yes.
Confidentially, is Esther a good pianist?
You'll hear. I think she's splendid.
You do? We have our own here. I mean, unless you want to keep it in the family, of course. You'd rather do that? And what are you going to sing for us?
Tango of the Roses.
Tango of the Roses. That has nothing to do with the jumbo of the Billy Roses that they're...
No.
That One Man on an Elephant, the sequel to Three Men on a Horse. All right, you go right ahead.
Can I
face
my...
Yes, you can face your sister. These, both this side and that side, these sides of the microphone are dead. And when I talk on this side, this is dead, too. This is perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Fiore, fiorisce presto, presto muore.
lasciami con passione. Prendimi, prendimi con ardore.
Telephone number. Oh, the telephone's been taken out. I forgot about that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gertrude Murray of Stamford, Connecticut. Miss Murray, you're from Stamford, aren't you?
That's right.
Stamford is the home of the Yale lock, isn't it?
Yes, the best lock in the world.
The best lock in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we may as well get that in while we're at it.
Not only that, you know, we have many celebrities in Stamford, too, you know.
You have celebrities living there?
Yep.
Or passing through?
No, living there.
You have to go through Stamford to get to a lot of places, you know.
I understand that, but...
What celebrities are living there?
Well, we have Gene Tunney.
Gene
Tunney? Fighter, of course, you know him.
Oh, yes. I thought the longest he ever stayed any place was in Chicago one night with a minister. He's in Stamford. Well, that's fine. And who else?
And Lois Bennett, you know.
Lois Bennett, I don't know, but I'm...
And, of course, you know, Attorney Cummings.
Attorney Cummings?
Mm-hmm. Attorney General.
Well, you have quite a who's who.
I should say.
Better than having a why who. I know that I knew about Stamford. Some years ago, our front door lock was broken, and I had to get down to Stamford with our front door 2 or 3 years ago. That's how I knew about the lock. And you're going to sing for us, Miss Murray, or you have vocal imitation?
I'm going to sing and do vocal imitations also. The cornet, the saxophone, and the violin. I hope you'll like it.
Thank you. I know we shall.
Because you're near me, I'm in the mood for love.
Concludes our amateur contest for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And now, while I check over the results, I'm going to ask Harry Von Zell to give you some homework for later tonight.
All right, Freddy. Just to remember two things, ladies and gentlemen. Sal Hepatica and Ipana. Those two products, you know, make possible these Wednesday evenings in Town Hall with Fred Allen. So won't you just try them the very next time you need a new tube of toothpaste or the very next time you order a laxative from your druggist. Remember... Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Sal Hepatica, the mineral salt laxative for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica.
out the results, Fred.
Yes,
ready?
Harry, I'm ready right here. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, our Floyd Gibbons at the applause machine front has written proof that you have recorded most enthusiastically for the following acts. Miss Gertrude Murray of Stamford, Connecticut, Master Ken Henderson of East Orange, New Jersey, and Miss Sylvia Robbins of the Bronx. Now, I'm going to ask Harry to hold his hand over the heads of these boys and girls, these boy and girls, rather, as I call out their names, and I'm going to ask you to applaud just once again to decide your favorites for first and second prize winners. Are you ready, Harry?
All ready, Fred.
Now, first, the young lady who gave us the excellent vocal imitations, Miss Gertrude Murray of Stamford, Connecticut. And next, the charming young gentleman from East Orange, New Jersey, who sang, crooned, You Call It Madness, Ken Henderson. And then from the Bronx, the young lady who sang Tango of Roses, Miss Sylvia. The applause machine say, Harry?
Just a minute, Fred. Coming right up.
All right. Don't tell me that we're getting quicker than machines in our old age. I could have probably told you in half of the time. But I guess that's the trouble with decibels. We get so involved with the improvements going on. Perhaps it's gotten into fractions there.
Right.
Thank
here.
You. The first prize... The first, I thought you got into fractions there, finally.
Pretty close.
The first prize, ladies and gentlemen, $50 and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City, goes to Ken Henderson of East Orange, New Jersey. The second prize, $25 in cash, goes to Miss Sylvia Robbins of the Bronx, who sang Tango of Roses. Congratulations, both of you. And to the ones who weren't so fortunate, I can only add better luck next time, and thank you all for coming. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget that on next Wednesday evening again, the town hall doors will be open wide to greet you with another hour of smiles. Portland, the mighty Allen Art Players, the Ipana Troubadours, and another group of amateurs. Night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.